Mount Angel, Oregon is a rural community about an hour south of Portland. Overlooking the town is a Benedictine abbey that dates back more than a century. It's home to some 200 monks and seminary students who dedicate their lives to prayer and community service. Despite its isolation, Mount Angel Abbey is not immune to war. Several of its residents are in the reserves, and in the last few weeks, some have been told they will be called to active duty. For some, this is challenging their commitment to the Benedictines, NPR's Ketzel Levine reports.
Mount Angel Abbey sits on a forested hill with views stretching out across the Willamette Valley. The season's brisk autumn air is spiced with fir and spruce. On the walkways that line the grassy common, seminary students with backpacks mingle with black-robed monks whose habits swirl as they make their way to class, to meetings, to prayer.
My name is Father Carl Nielsen. I'm a monk here at Mount Angel Abbey. My work is as the choral director of the seminary choir.
Stacy, are you tuned up?
The Abbey Church is an unadorned cathedral where, inside, Father Carl is a still point amidst commotion as musicians and singers settle in for a rehearsal of the Mozart Requiem. The concert is being pulled together fast, a fundraiser for children who lost parents on September 11th. But the Requiem is no lightweight piece to perform.
In this, probably his last work, we have a very mature idea presented in the Requiem. It's a real understanding of death in the sense that there's tremendous terror when you face death, but there's also tremendous peace.
The beauty and pathos of the Requiem, suggests Father Carl, are often juxtaposed against Mozart's terrifying images of evil. As an example, he describes the section Confutatis, where terror gives way to supplication.
The confounded and the damned are being sent to hell, and then the women in the choir come in through a very soft vocame. Hear me, Lord. Vocame.
Very light violin.
Father Carl is at complete ease leading this rehearsal, but off the podium, in the quiet of an abbey office, the 48-year-old man confesses to a growing anxiety as the war continues in Afghanistan. In early December, Father Carl will trade his Benedictine habit for the uniform of lieutenant and move from the reserve list to active duty as a chaplain in the Navy.
You're sort of being ripped out of your normal life and being asked to do God knows what. I mean, they tell me I could be sent to San Diego, which wouldn't be bad, but in the next breath they say, well, there's a possibility of Bahrain. So it's like every reservist, you know, you want to be of assistance, and you want to help. In my capacity, I want to help as a chaplain. But at the same time, you're also fearful. I mean, I can tell you, there were several nights where I did not sleep wondering what was going to happen to all of us.
Father Carl is not alone. Consider 24-year-old James Thurman, who spent two trying years as an army specialist in Bosnia. Now, only 2 months into his studies for the priesthood, Thurman, a reservist, may be called up again. Also here on the Hill, in her library basement office, the Abbey archivist has her bags packed. Suzanne McKenzie is a commander in the U.S. Navy. She considers faith in God vital for those going to war.
It's really important that people are spiritually prepared to die in any second, I think. And I don't think people realize that until it's the battle. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do now? I could die, and I'm not ready.
While Mackenzie's own days revolve around prayer, she is also devoted to the Navy, an enthusiasm that's endured since childhood. Commander Mackenzie is a surgical nurse in her 18th year of service. If called up, this year could be her hardest.
As I mature as a Christian, I find myself in conflict more and more, you know, saying to God that this is what I want to do. I want to follow you totally with my life. And yet, I'm a member of an organization whose sole purpose is to blow people apart, you know. So how do you reconcile those? And I deal with that conflict. But I have to believe that what I do is not evil.
Because she is a healer and not a combatant, Mackenzie suggests it's easier to reconcile her military service and her faith. The same is true for Father Carl. The soft-spoken monk expects that his work as a chaplain will not differ all that greatly from his work here at the Abbey, but he does hope to make a very specific contribution to the war.
In a small, small way, I can be kind of an antidote to any extravagant notions which might come into people's heads. If somebody's becoming really chomping at the bit to blast them into bits, that's the kind of thing where a chaplain can say, hey, wait a second, you know, let's calm down and think about this, to keep the troops and the officers balanced in their attitudes about what war means.
I love the K. Make sure the eighth note's not late. Kyrie. 2, 3.
As the struggle between dark and light, rage and supplication play out in Mozart's Requiem, one chorus member in particular is finding solace in the music. He's the former army soldier James Thurman, his military expertise, field artillery, and the Abrams tank. The young seminarian has only a few weeks remaining to be called up, and as you might expect, he's pretty tense. Singing, he says, quiets his fears.
It puts me in God's presence. It feels like that, you know, the gates of heaven are opening up with this gorgeous music, and have everyone experience that. I think everyone forgets of what's going on.
For now, James Thurman prays. He prays not to go. At the Mount Angel Abbey in St. Benedict, Oregon, I'm Ketzel Levine.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.